Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we hear those words, hallelujah. We thank you and give you the praise as exactly what that word means, praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for these voices that are here today proclaiming what you have done through your son, Jesus. And may we join those voices, each one of us gathered here in the sanctuary, and clearly express our praise for you, recognizing that this is about your plan in Jesus for the salvation of all people. We thank you for that. Lord, also this day we pray for world peace, that the entire world would recognize what the gift of Jesus means, that man is reconciled to you, and man is also reconciled with one another. We uplift peace, especially during this time. And Lord, we also remember those that are struggling with a natural disaster in California today. Bless them and send your protection, especially for the firefighters who risk their life to bring protection to those that they serve. And Lord, finally, for those who are sick in our peace family, we think especially of Eileen and pray for her health as she looks forward to her 100th birthday this week. Lord, also this week for Jan as she looks to surgery, bless the hands of the surgeons, for Margaret recovering from surgery, and for the Sanow family as they will gather this weekend to celebrate the life of Addie and the example she's passed on to that family. Bless them today. Lord, we thank you for the joy that is in our hearts today, and we pray that it wouldn't be there just for one day, but that it would go on day by day as we walk forward with you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now for the reason why you are all here, to see the children sing and share the Christmas story. We are in a sanctuary, but as the children take leave to go out into the narthex, we want to imagine that we are actually in Bethlehem. Bethlehem's a little town about 5 miles south of Jerusalem. It's known for a couple things. It's known as a fertile region in which great crops grow. But most significantly, Bethlehem is noted as the city in which David lived, and David was anointed by Samuel in the Old Testament. And today we'll find out Bethlehem is even more significant than that. It is the birthplace of Jesus. So join us in the story today.